of the service that we had this afternoon, we need to work on a few things and decide what we want to do. And the first thing is of course we don't need to work on Ein Ra Lila. That was very nice, and we don't need to have any new things about it. You know, I just wanted to draw your attention to the last verse. You have here a refrain which is El Nora Lila, Amtzelanu Mechila Bishata Neila. That's a refrain, and we all know that. And then you have in the acrostics Moshe. Now we're not sure exactly which Moshe it is. People related it to Moshe ibn Ezra, the brother of Abraham ibn Ezra, both of them great poets, but we are not sure that that's true. And then, like every like many poems of that nature, you have the acrostics Chet, Zayin, Kuf, Chazak. That happens in many poems like that. You have Moshe, and then you have Chazak. Chazak, be strong. Okay, now, there is an additional verse that is not here, and is traditionally inserted by Sephardi Chazanim. And the verse is, Tizku Leshanim Rabot, Habanim Veha'avot, Veditza Uvtzahola, Bishat Hana'ila. May you have many years to come, all the fathers and sons, that means all generations, with great joy and merriment at the time of Ne'ila. So everything is now Bishat Ne'ila, so this is true. So this is an addition that you have, some Chazanim do it, although it's never written in any text.
Technically, that language you have in the fourth stanza, in the second line, V'chotmeinu again, huh? The Kambas Katan, and you have in the last line, the Oholiva, yes. Ohola. Yeah. There are four Kambas Katan.
Oholiva.
Yeah. Yeah. Oholiva.
Because of the
Ohola.
The
Kamatz. Chatat Kamatz.
Chatat Kamatz.
Yes. Chatat Kamatz is really Kamatz. And okay.
Like Kodam,
proverbial Kodam. Then we have the Yashimcha, Aromimcha.
Five one five, and the
melody is the Lewandowski one. Let's sing it once. Yashimcha. Let's do it.
Yashimcha.
That's where I thought things were a bit shaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derashtihu, derash. He wants
derashtihu, derashtihu, lemi alos, lezur mechase.
Is solo by the Chazan or whoever sings it, and all they he says the Chor und Gemeinde here for the last one Ishtabach Veitbar Veitroma Veitnase. This is the only one for the congregation, but of course I'm sure that many congregants will want to sing with you that that melody. So
no, they don't.
I have a group also going up with but you remain on the same note.
Where Ishtabach Veitbar Veitbar Veitroman Veitbar
Veitbar.
He has Veitbar, and it would better do Veitbar. Okay, now just a little thing. The weak spot was that place in the middle. Drashtiu. So please just pay attention to that.
And the Ein Michter, is it like, how is it sung?
Which one?
The last line. Yeah. Okay, so that's what I had.
Yeah.
It was also different.
Yeah. So
I have in the next paragraph in the fourth line there is a missing yud in the front.
Yeah.
This is bad print yud.
For the ayin.
As I said, this was an innovation in the 19th century to put it before the before the Kaddish, and he says, diese Nummer wird in der neuen Synagoge zu Berlin vor dem Nila Kaddish gesungen. That means not everybody does that, only in a new synagogue they added that.
Like in Amsterdam, the Kedusha is.
Yeah, so.
Well, this is our tradition. When I got here, there were people sitting this morning singing from the partitura with the stamp of the Oranienburg synagogue in them.
Yeah.
We still have them in the office. The with the
Oranienburg.
On the IRN, I think, or whoever sent the first, the third, and the third, the fifth, and sixth.
No. First, second, and fifth, I think.
First, third.
I didn't get that.
Fourth, yeah. Fourth and fifth. But now you sang the one, the first, the second, and fifth.
That's what we normally do.
Oh.
On the side is only the first and the last.
That's right.
But that's where? Not common.
Look, you can sing at one of them, you can sing all five, you can sing...
Whatever you like.
Depends how much time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you still have to fill an extra hour, keep singing.
I would say...
Yeah.
Let's do it and skip some other stuff.
But, you know, this is a bit... how's your voice doing? Mm-hmm. You know, what is still coming?
I must say that for me... The essence of the entire poem is in the first and the last line stanzas.
Yeah.
So if you can do the two of them, at least the two of them, that would be very nice.
Yeah.
But if you cannot, then do one.
We tend to come to one, two, and five. But
Okay, now we come to the Kaddish. And the Kaddish was sung today according to the Lewandowski way of doing it. And this is the Western way of doing the Kaddish. And Brahm, when he sang the... who sang the Kaddish? When Brahm then later sang the Amidah, which was supposed to be in the same melody as the Kaddish, then Brahm sang the Eastern tradition. Mm-hmm. And we need to find out what the difference is between these two traditions, and they're quite substantial in this particular case. Now, sometimes maybe it's a good compromise to have one of them in the Kaddish and the other one in the Amidah, but you should be aware of that. So, every Kaddish Neila begins no, not that. No, I mean, they all begin like that, but then there is a difference. So, first of all, how many of you know the Kaddish Neila? Okay, so let's sing it. He doesn't give you it's an old Chazanic style. Dira, in the middle of a syllable. Dira, chirote,
veyali, ma.
It should be a prolonged note. He has
dechol beit
Yisrael. You can even change it a little bit.
Dechol beit Yisrael.
If you want not to say Yisrael.
Are you free to do those kind of things?
Those you can do, as long as you're staying in the rhythm. And especially if you have an accompaniment here, you must stay in rhythm. But the only thing is that he has a famata on it, and it should be I know, but in the there is a difference in the version we have in the Rinaud Fila and that for David Zimah. So that is
to make it slightly.
So that was okay. Did I give the where's the bunch of notes that we had yesterday?
Yes.
It should be here.
Yeah, it should be here.
I
can't remember if you kind of put it in order. Yeah. I'll bring my own. Yes, it's here. But that's according to the Kol Rinaud Tefila. There he doesn't specify that Urchaye that should be a little bit longer. Okay. That's what he has there, and it's a better version than the than the one into David Zion.
But I don't
find
the Amen here. It's funny, eh?
Okay, he assumes that he assumes that you do Amen in the same method you do Veimru. Veimru Amen. Okay, now. In the Renaud Tfilah, in Kol Renaud Tfilah, he doesn't specify how you should do the Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, but in the Todah VeZimrah he does, and it's the same old thing. Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarach, it's a little bit boring here to hear that version, but I don't think that we can for, and we should correct it. I don't think that now we should correct it. Okay, we go on. You have to go up for Vit Aleh. Vayit Adar, Vayit Aleh, Vayit Alav, Shemei Lekudisha. And Berichu is answered, Berichu, in the same manner.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's different on the side. Yeah. On the side it's No,
that comes.
Oh, okay.
But you cannot expect it from the Kohen.
Okay, now here is a little thing about the Berichu in various traditions. In the Sephardi tradition, the Chazan says, Shemei Dekutcha Berichu, and everybody answers Amen. In the Eastern Ashkenazi, the Chazan says, Shemei Dekutcha Berichu, and people answer Berichu. In the Western Ashkenazi tradition, the Chazan says, Shmei Dekudisha, and the congregation says Berichu, and the Chazan repeats Berichu.
So that's why there was a complex Berichu for the Chazan.
Right, yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so now comes your Berichu. Okay. Notice that in the music, I'm sorry that we don't have the handouts that I gave yesterday. Yeah, but all of you have them.
No,
so.
Well, you have to get it?
Yeah. Yes, please. It's going to be very helpful to have them, or you can look for somebody. So you have. Please find it. It's in the beginning of the page is in your Spima Nachnu. Okay, it's about let's say 10 pages from the end. Well, there are little things that help us. Let's do from Berichu. Berichu Okay, now. That helps the word Leila Uleila, above and above and above. Let's do it again. Shirata,
yeah.
Then you resume the tempo.
Mm-hmm.
that he has v'nechamata, not v'nechemata, but v'nechamata, v'nechomoso. Okay, now, I don't want to start a revolution here, but all the Ashkenazi prayer books are wrong, and it should be v'nechamata, and not v'nechemata. There's no such thing in Aramaic. V'nechamata. And so I don't want to change now the whole thing, but it seems that Levanovsky was aware of that. Now it depends, the dynamics depends on what follows. If the you have a silent Amidah for Ne'ilah, then you must end it pianissimo. However, if you don't have the...
Then
you signal by that there is silent devotion now, and people should say the prayer silently. Okay? Now, we come to the brachot of the beginning of the Amidah, and you can see that in the Western tradition, they are exactly the same as the Kaddish.
533.
Yeah, but in our handouts, it follows immediately. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Ve'elohei Avoteinu. And if you're egalitarian, you say Avoteinu Ve'imoteinu Eloi Avraham, Eloi Yitzchak, Eloi Yaakov. And if you're egalitarian, you double this one. Eloi Rivka, Sarah, Eloi Rivka. Yeah, no. Yeah, how are you doing? Okay, you have to find a way to fit this in the imaot, and then you go ha. So that is the Western style of the Avot. And what we have today was a different style, and that is the Eastern style. It goes, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Elohei Elohei Abraham Elohei Yitzhak Velohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah Elohei Rivka Elohei Rachel Elohei Leah.
No, but please, can you mark it on the internet? What is Eastern and what is Western? Because when you don't know, you dig in and you learn the whole thing.
Okay.
Because here I have a feeling, but what kind of a depth? It's strange for me.
Yeah. The other way around.
Okay. So, and Brahm sings the Eastern tradition.
Yes, I don't know how it.
I don't remember, but I've got music from the Eastern tradition.
So, I don't know, do we have other recordings? I can't remember now if we have the Eastern style of the Neila Avot on the on one of the recordings.
That I don't know. I know of the Ubergens, that was my problem for today, but those are Eastern.
We can check, but the Ubergens?
Yeah.
The ones we have now Eastern. New ones from Eli. But no, but the other ones, the ones we normally do, are on the CDs.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have them. Yeah.
Okay, so will not spoil you and will not teach you the Eastern tradition.
We're doubling it in Eastern way because I'm not
All right, so now after that, in the Chazarat Hashatz, we have Emunim Gashul and Natzach Ayom. Avuk, and that was done very nicely. Could you repeat? You did it.
Baruch?
No,
Emunim.
Emunim.
From?
No.
From?
From? Yeah. Okay. Who knows the melody for Emunim?
I do when you help me to start.
Okay.
Emunim gashul netzach hayom, netzach kol hayom.
There are various traditions. I don't want to confuse. So we'll leave it there. Okay, fine. So what's that?
I have the melody.
Okay.
Emunim gashu lenatzach hayom, netzach kol hayom, avur kifan hayom, konaneinu v'tzedek, yoshev kechoach hayom.
You did a little more elaborate way, and I don't know this particular style, so I'm not sure.
Yoshev kechoach hayom.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so we'll see in a minute how it was. And Yashimcha Banu Yarev is in the same style on page 535. And so I don't want to do now anything about that. We'll go directly to the Kedusha. And I told Brahm that one has to be careful about the liaison between the soloist and the choir there, and particularly after you do Kadosh 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 or Baruch Kevod Adonai Mimkomot to land on the right tone for the for the continuation of that
very,
is
very
that was it's not easy, and you have to watch it. Now I don't want to go into the details now because we need to if you want to learn it from the recording, we need to go further. So now let's do Uvchein Tein Tefach Decha. Okay, in the Lewandowski Kol Rinah Utfila, you have the Uvchein Tein Tefach Decha earlier in the book, and it is it's on Rosh Hashanah service actually. It's on page 107 if you have the Lewandowski. The Lewandowski thing is page 107 and number 167. If you have, you can look at me, or if you have a Corvina with Tfila, then look there. So it goes. Tein pardecha Adonai Eloheinu al kol maasecha ve'maratecha al kol ma'ashebarata ve'yiravucha kol ha'masim ve'yishtachavu lefanecha kol ha'beruyim ve'yasu chulam agudah echad לעשות רצונך ולאושר עליהם כמו שידענו אדוני אלוהינו שהשלטון לפניך עוז בידך וגאורה במיניך ושינך נורא על כל מה שבראת. That is the Lewandowski, and it's very beautiful. Now, what you have may be a little bit compromised Lewandowski, I would say. So, if you can, we can compare. How do you sing the Uvchein? Okay. Let's see it from one, and let's hear it. Because I was not sure how this. Yeah. It's too low for you.
You have to divide the different musical patterns in the right way, but it's the idea. I mean, we don't know how to put them exactly on the word, but this is the idea.
Okay, so I get the gist of it. It's really completely different. So the question is what you want to do. If you want to continue, then what you need to do is to be sure that the words are fixed in a reasonable way, because if you repeat ta-da-da-da-dam, ta-di-da-da-dam, ta-di-da-da-dam, it loses the entire thing. And then you can do Teila Lirecha V'tikva Tova L'dor Shecha U'Pitchon Peh L'Meyachalim Elach Okay? So, in other words, make it into phrases rather than repeating the same motive again and again.
I learned a completely different melody. I think I sang it for you once, but I still don't know who it is.
Okay, wait, just
from.
A minute. Let's deal with this melody and then see another
wait a
one.
I got
no, that's not exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So this is better. This is a better If you follow this exactly, then it's much better. If you follow this exactly, then it's much better than because you eliminate there are less repetitions of ti la 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 ta li la la la, and then there is some flamboyant little piece of melody that can be much better. So you either do the Lewandowski or do that the melody that which is recorded. But be sure that you do it exactly as it is on recording and not repeat the motives over again and again. Okay? Now, Eva, you...
ובכן תן פחתך אדוני אלוהינו על כל מעשיך ובהמתך על כל מה שבראת ויראוך כל המעשים וישתחוו לך שכנך כל הגויים ויעשו כולם אגודה אחת לעשות רצונך בלבב שלם כמו שידינו אדוני אלוהינו שהשלטה לפניך עוז בידו וגבורה במיניך ושמך נורא
okay, now that's exactly the Eastern style.
I'm sorry. You're my drill. Yeah. Yeah.
The first time I had to do this, I didn't have any music of it, and somebody, I don't even know how I got it, I got a CD, and it was on it, and it sounded like a very orthodox mister who was singing it extremely fast. And that's the one I learned.
Okay. Could you start it again, please?
ובכן תן פחדך אדוני אלוהינו על כל מעשיך ומתך כל מה שבראת ויראוך כל המעשים וישתחוו לפניך כל הברואים ויעשו כולם אגודה אחת לעשות רצונך בלבב שלם.
This is a weak spot. ויעשו כולם אגודה אחת לעשות.
Yeah, I think I'm not doing it correct, but.
Yeah, but try not to repeat these things. But okay, go on.
כמו שידינו אדוני אלוהינו שהשלטה לפניך עוז בידך וגבורה במיניך ושמך נורא כל מה שבראת.
Now, if you do this, which is valid to do, then you can do, you should do Ruchen Tzadikim in the second Ruchen in the same style.
Yeah.
Could you do that one?
Ruchen ten kavot Adonai yamcha tila
direi echa.
I have to think about that. not by heart now.
Okay, so it would be like something like Uvechein ten kavot Adonai le'amecha tila lirei'echa v'tikva ledoshecha u'fitchon peh
ופתחון פה למייחלים לך שמחה לארצך.
Yeah, right. Then you have to add this melody.
It's
Yeah. Simcha le'artzecha must be in a melody. In a Simcha, Simcha le'artzecha, v'sason le'irecha,
u'tzmiha keren David le'David avdecha, v'arichad ner le'ben Yishai.
No, you better do Bimera Beyameinu, something more with an embellishment.
That's what you sing, but
yeah, and Uchein Tzadikim should be in the same manner. So if you do that in the Eastern style, then the entire thing, the three Uchein's have to be in the Eastern style. So there, again, there are two ways of doing it, and there is the Eastern and the Western style. What's that?
The one I showed, that's the third version. No,
it's also Western.
It's Western?
Yeah, it's sure. Western okay. style. It's certainly Western style. Okay. The Lewandowski one is more elaborate and more, in a way, more beautiful. So that's also... So Uvchein Tzadikim, whatever you do, if you begin Uvchein Ten Kavod, then Uvchein Ten Pachdecha. If you begin Uvchein Ten Pachdecha, then Uvchein Ten Kavod and Uvchein Tzadikim should be in the same style as before. So you can use. This is what we heard on. Yeah, so that's it. Now, Lewandowski does not has Uchein Tzadikim. No, I'm sorry, he has Uchein Ten Kavod, but he doesn't have Uchein Tzadikim.
Could you give the
number?
Just now.
But it should be in the same style. So I, in a recording, I made up it Uchein Tzadikim in the style of Lewandowski. I don't want to confuse them now because I did it. You know, I was hearing the again and again the Lewandowski, and then I sang it like that. So I didn't write it down in music. So I may not reproduce it exactly the same as it's on the recording. So I don't want to confuse you. But it's on the recording there is this style of Uchein Tzadikim. Then there is another thing about Uchein Tzadikim. Sometimes you have so much nusach that you're craving to some kind of a melody.
If you want the Emanim
Gashu
in the
apples. Yeah, let's first finish that. Uchein Tzadikim needs some kind of a melody. So my teacher of Chazanut, Zalman Rivlin, used to have a simple melody that goes with Uchein Tzadikim. And it describes a little bit of the words of the Uchein Tzadikim. And it goes like this. Uchein Tzadikim yir'u ve'yismachu v'yisharim ya'alozu v'chasidim ב'inai yagilu ועולה תתקפוץ פיה בכל ארישה כולה כי השן תיכלה כי תעביר ממשלת זדון מן הארץ. And I recorded this melody and you have it on the recording so you can learn it. What's good about this melody is that it gives the feeling of rejoicing, and then v'chol harish'a kula k'asham tichle, and all the wickedness will vanish like smoke. V'chol harish'a kula k'asham tichle ki ta'avir memshelet zadon. So it's a very simple melody, and it's a relief from the nusach. So if you want to use it, you're welcome to do so.
You want the Rivlin or the Lewandowski one?
The Rivin, you know, the Lewandowski is the imitation of Lewandowski for Chaim Tzadikim. Is that? Could you put that one on?
The Rivin or the?
No, the Lewandowski, the imitation Lewandowski. And then it goes into V'timloch ata Adonai Levadecha. It's the same style. And then you come to Kadosh ata V'nora Shemecha. Now today, I don't know for what some reason, the Kadosh ata was not sung. Lewandowski has a very beautiful Kadosh ata. I don't know if you ever sang it. Kadosh ata V'nora Shemecha. It's in one Korin Outfila. Page 108, number 168. I also recorded that one. It goes, Kadosh ata v'nora shemecha v'yayin eloha mi baladecha kakatu. ויגבח אדוני צבאות במשפט, והאל הקדוש נקדש בצדקה. ברוך אתה אדוני, המלך הקדוש. So it leads to the right חתימה. Okay? So I recommend that you learn that, and it's in Korin Outfila. On page 108, and you have number 168. Then we have Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim, which also is in the same style. Okay, so somebody sing Ata v'chartanu. Can we?
Ata v'chartanu. Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Ata v'chartanu v'ratita banu.
No, that's not how it was sung today.
What I did was
That's very good. Continue. You can do that. ולמחול בו את כל עוונותינו is one unit. ולמחול בו את כל עוונות אלו.
Okay.
Then you can continue like that. Any of you have another nusach for the Ata v'chartanu? Okay, I didn't know that, but perhaps I should record the Ata v'chartanu. For the holidays, in the same style.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a difference of Ata v'chartanu for the Shalosh Regalim and Ata v'chartanu for.
I think I was looking for the Shalosh Regalim.
So, and this is more like the Yamim Noraim Ata v'chartanu. So I'll record that one. Okay, now we go into Ptach Lanu Shar. Okay, how do you think Ptach Lanu Shar?
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Okay? Go on, please. Solution to this one. Why? Because it has many words. And if you try to do it in the same melody as you do Ptach Lanu Shar, you're doomed to failure. Therefore, different melodies are composed for Ana Elna, and the solution here is to go up in a scale until you get to the upper one, and it's a very good solution. So let's do it again. Which one do you have?
Tach lanu shav, bei neila shav, ki bana ki bana yom. Let's repeat it.
And then?
Tach lanu shav, bei neila shav, ki bana ki bana yom. And the rest is red.
And then, this is a new. I don't know this melody, but from the structure of it,
it's a new
kind of a Carly Bachian kind of a tune for it. Not that it's bad, but the question is, what do you do with Ayom Yifneh? In many congregations, East and West. They have another melody which goes Ptach lanu shar Beit neilat shar Kifana ayom Ayom yifne Ashemesh yavo veyifne Navo shearecha. So it's also a nice melody. Mm. So you can use any melody for that. Lewandowski has a completely different one. Completely different.
So what we sing is not Lewandowski.
What?
What we sing is not Lewandowski.
No, what you think is not Lewandowski at all. It's a Western Nusach, but not Lewandowski. Not everything that you sing in Western Nusach is necessarily Lewandowski. Okay, let's go further. Page 500. Oh, yes.
No, the Kato Shatta, I have two verses here.
I'll go back to that one.
Sorry,
Atabakatam,
that was my
group.
Yeah.
It's
again,
That's for the Shalosh Regalim. That's Shalosh Regalim.
Yeah, that's
not
by the High Holy.
Yeah. That's not High Holy. That's the Shalosh Regalim. Okay, let's go on to 544. B'motzei Menucha. B'motzei Menucha kidem Nucha Tchila. Now, B'motzei Menucha kidem Nucha Tchila. Hat oznecha mimarom yoshev tehila lishmo el arina ula tfila is a refrain in a much longer song, much longer poem, which is recited actually or chanted on the first slichot, on the first slichot on the Shabbat preceding Rosh Hashanah. B'motzei Menucha is sung, and it is a very, very long poem. And b'motzai menucha, that means on the motzai Shabbat, on a motzai Shabbat, of which is can be understood either as the motzai Shabbat before Rosh Hashanah, or the motzai Shabbat, actually motzai Shabbat Shabbaton, the end of Yom Kippur. So people did understand it differently in within even one tradition. And here you have only the refrain from B'motzai Menucha, and that's the only thing that remains here from the entire thing. And so, how do you sing B'motzai Menucha? Okay, now since it comes directly before Adonai El Rachum V'Chanun, in this case and in other Reform prayer books, then it is probably a good thing to do it in the style of Adonai El Rachum V'Chanun.
But it's on the side, the melody. The melody it's on the side.
And how do you sing that melody of Menucha?
I can't remember.
But David, would you...
I've learned it.
Click on it.
Try
here. Just click on it. Yeah. This is the nusach of it, the real nusach for it.
This is correct.
Yeah, this is the real nusach for it. But in some cases, you may want to lead the congregation into Adonai. Then I would do, in this case, if you want to do that, I would do B'motzai menucha kidam nucha tchila hat oznecha mimarom yoshev teila lishmo el arina ve'el hatfila Adonai el rachum v'chanun. So you would lead it into it. But if you're used to that, to the nusach, to the real nusach, then maybe you should prefer that one. Okay, could we listen to Yisrael Nosha Adonai, which comes after that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can sing the melody. Bevakasha, Yofe, let's do it. Okay, Yisrael, let's go.
Yisrael Nosha Adonai.
Gam hayom yivashu mipicha.
Shokhe
Yom Kippur melodies in the Western tradition. And Yachbeinu Tzel Yado and Yashmeinu Salachti are sometimes sung to the same melody. Do you sing the same?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So it's the same, it's a very beautiful melody. Okay, let's do Yachbeinu to the same melody.
Yachbeinu Tzel Yado
go on then to Roe Israel, Hazina Katzon Yosef.
Tanya.
Okay, that's recorded. Roe Israel. How do we do Roe Israel?
Roe Israel, Hazina, Nohe Katzon Yosef, Yosef, Hakruim Hofia. Adonai Elohim Selachna, Miyakov, Ki Katanu. Chonenu Adonai, Chonenu, Anenu Adonai, Anenu, Asreinu Elohei Ishenu, Ki Aleche Nisanu. Adonai Shema, Adonai Selachna, Adonai Hakashiva, Vase Altecha, Leman Elohai Chishimcha Nikra, Al Yirecha Al Imecha.
Al Yirecha Al Amecha.
Al Yirecha Al Amecha.
Excellent melody, excellent nusach.
Yeah.
Keep it. I hope this is also recorded.
Yeah.
So please keep to it. It's wonderful. Could you continue Lecha Adonai Hatzdaka?
לך אדוני הצדקה תלבושת כי אמת עשית ולנו כי אמת עשית ולנו הבושת ואנחנו הרשענו ובפינו הרשת נועלנו חטאנו נעלנו על קשת עם אבוננו אנו ואנו עצנו לך ושמך בנו רחם אף תשוט רחמנו כאיש אשר ימות נחמנו על בבך בן תמימנו
תמיתנו
אדוני אדונים השכיבמים רומים ורחם אביונים כרחם אף על בנים וזכור ברית אמונים שכועת איתנים אל תזכור לנו אבונות ראשונים.
I think it's worthwhile going over that. Could we please all sing that Roe Israel, listen to this and let's sing Roe Israel. It's so beautiful.
Where do we start?
Roe Israel, just the beginning. Okay. Yeah.
Roe Israel ha'azina Nohe katzon Yosef Yosef akruim hofia Adonai Elohim selachna mi Yaakov mi Yaakov ki katanu Honenu Adonai Honenu Anenu Adonai Anenu Asreinu Elohayishenu ki Aleh
Let's do this one again. This has the essence of the melody. Choneinu Adonai Choneinu, Aneinu Adonaiinu, Ozreinu Elohim Ishenu, Ki Alecha Nishanu. Let's do it because that has the essence of the melody.
Choneinu Adonai Choneinu, Aneinu Adonai Aneinu, Ozreinu Elohim
Let's go on, Adonai Shema.
Adonai Shema, Adonai Selacha, Adonai Hakshiva Vase Al Techar, Laman Elohai Chishimcha, Nikra, Ali Recha Vali Me'alecha.
Again, Adonai Shema, you did it differently a little bit.
Adonai Shema, Adonai Selacha, Adonai Hakashiva Vase Al Tachar, Leman Elohai
Chishimcha.
Leman Cha Elohai Chishimcha Nikra, Ali Recha Vala Mecha.
Let's go on, Mecha.
Lecha Adonai Hatzdaka Tilboshe, Kiemet Asita.
Kiemet Asita. Okay, now that has the melody in an expanded version.
Yeah.
So let's do it again. Lecha, lecha,
lecha, lecha, Adonai, hatzdaka tilboshet. Yemet asita velanu aboshet, v'anachnu hirashanu, uvefinu vareshet, no'avnu chatanu nalanu al tashet. Im avoneinu vanu vanu, atanu lecha ushimcha vanu, kerachem al tashut rachameinu, כאיש אשר עמו תנחמנו, על בבך פן תמימנו.
תמיתנו.
אדוני האדונים, השקיפה ממרומים, ורחם אביונים, כרחמו על בנים. וזכור ברית אמונים שבועת עתנים אל תזכר לנו
אל תזכור not אל תזכר אלא אל תזכור it's קמץ קטן
אל תזכור לנו אבונות ראשונים
Okay, I hope this is recorded too
Yeah.
Right, it's recorded. So
realize these recordings are made on the early tape recordings in the middle 1970s.
So
just to make sure that we keep the melodies, we lose the books or whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so now we go to Enkat Mesalbecha.
Live recording. We lost the partitures, and we had great problems getting them back. Finally, found us thought insecure. You know, let's record the whole thing so that we have it if we're going to lose it again. So we recorded every half hour, turned the thing, And we have the recording.
Now nobody can use the tape.
No, but they are put on CD.
Okay.
Not only
but you have to keep going.
Yes.
For 10 years.
But this is all we have the video. So let's record it until now.
Okay. Let's go to Inkat Misaldecha and see what is the melody that we're using here. Please, could you do Inkat Misaldecha?
No.
Who's doing Inkat Misaldecha?
It wasn't asked.
It wasn't asked?
No.
Okay. So who?
No.
So I didn't.
No, I
don't.
We don't have anything for it.
Oh, you don't have anything for it?
No. Until now.
Okay. The traditional both East and West in this case go and kat mesal decha da alif nechi sechevo decha malei mishalot hamiyachadecha shomea tefilot ba'eya decha. Very simple. Ta la 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 ta la 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 and I will again. I need to record all these little things. And now, kinei kachomer b'yad etzer. How do you do kinei kachomer? No. Okay. Now, this kinei kachomer b'yad etzer is right. It's one stanza of a very beautiful poem which is supposed to be in the Eve of Yom Kippur.
We have it in the Milcha.
Where?
In the Milcha? I'll just looking. On page 487.
487.
And it's a nice one to rework because this is like clay in the potter's hand. You know, we are like, God is forming us. Like that way, yeah?
Right.
We are like the computer in the hand of the programmer, or like the aircraft in the hand of the pilot.
Yeah.
Give it some modern touches.
So this is a very beautiful poem, and there are many melodies for Kinei Kachomer. One of them for Kinei Kachomer Beyada Yotzer. וירצותו מרחיב וירצותו מקצר כן אנחנו בידך חסד נוצר לברית הבית ועל תפן ליצר. And I think I have to put many lacunas there, but this is a very simple melody to learn. Let me just sing it again. Kinei kachomer beyad hayotzer virtzoto marchiv uvirtzoto mekatzer kein anachnu beyadcha chesed notzer לברית הבית ועל תפן ליצר. And all the other verses are exactly the same. I think this poem should be reinstituted either in Mincha or wherever you want to do it. Okay. So this is more or less the repertoire for the Ne'ilah. The rest is the same as the Slichot that you have in other services. And the only thing that needs to be discussed is Ata Yivdalta Enosh Merot Vatakireu Lamod Lefanecha. I understand that you read it and you do not sing it. Page 557.
We talk about the Atanotin
Yad HaPoshim. Yeah, Atanotin. Yeah, Atanotin. From there, Atanotin Yad HaPoshim, and Atai Dalta Enosh Merosh. And every Chazan should have a command of some kind of chant For Ata Hivdalta or Ata Noten Yad, because of the length of the Neila service. That means that if you have some extra time for the Neila service, that's a good opportunity to do the Ata Noten. And I understand there is no recording of Ata Noten Yad.
No.
Okay, so I need to do that one too.
That one, Hivdalta. I know that Avery had for the on page 560, the Mechala Monotenu, some big composition which he always had with him in case we were going to need it. He could sing it fast, he could sing it slow. And if the sun was still in the middle of the sky when we came here, he was singing real slow.
Who was it? Who's who?
Avery. Yeah. But I have a question. You can ask him.
Okay, so what I will record is found in Todah VeZimra, not in Kol Rina VeTfilah, in Todah VeZimra on page 282, number 250. Ata Noten Yad Lechoshein Uslich Uvimicha Bishvita Lechadesha. I'm sorry. Lekabehel Shavim. That Lewandowski piece I will I'll record. And the entire thing from Ata Noten Yad, Ata Hivdalta, the entire thing. And I'll record it rather slowly, and so it will be geared to a very long Yom Kippur. And if you want to shorten it, then you have to speed up certain parts in it.
It's useful to tie all the pieces and then count from the end. I have in my book marked that if you count to the Avinu Malkeinu, you're supposed to be 12 minutes before the end, before the shofar. The rest takes 12 minutes, and if you are at the Mechala Monoteno, the rest takes 23 minutes, and you go back all the way through the Nila the time you start. And that means that as you go through the Nila, you can keep up approximately in the right kind of time you need. And if you then have more time or less time in the day, for the Nila, you can still adapt and have a feeling that you don't have to rush anything, you don't have to break very much, but you can sort of come into harbor at the same speed. It's useful because otherwise some of these pages,
very important,
you look at you have two pages and say, oh help, I'm almost there, but it takes a quarter of an hour to see those two pages.
Right. You have to be very careful about these things. From experience, I can tell you that it can be embarrassing. Or you can do it as a cantor who was very angry at his kahal. He said, wait, I can extend the Neila. In any case, it's not a good idea to extend the Neila on Yom Kippur, and what you need to do is within time limit. I must tell you that this is the only time during the year that I have a watch on my pulpit to be absolutely sure that I don't overdo things. In Israel, it's particularly sensitive because in all through Jerusalem and in many other places in Israel, almost all through Israel, we blow the shofar at exactly the same time. So, and it's 18 minutes before sundown. So 18 minutes before sundown, the shofar is blown, and I cannot afford to extend that.
We have a similar situation in here on the 4th of May, when the silence, 2 minutes silence, at 8 o'clock in the evening. We have a memorial service starting at 7:30. It has to take 30 minutes, no more, no less,
right,
with the speech in it and everything. So you're timing it at the moment, it's 8 o'clock, There is a sign. Can you hear me by the church?
Yes.
In your building.
So, in any case, it's very advisable to plan your Ne'ilah service. Now, what I want to do is go from the Ne'ilah service back to other things for Yom Kippur. And one of the things that we discussed last time was the Avodah. The Avodah ve'akohanim. Ve'akohanim, well, that is on which page? Page 404. Actually, sorry. Okay, so page 405 actually, Rakoni. I gave it to you in the pages here. Let's take it from Lewandowski.
133.
Yeah, it says 133. Page. Let's take it from Corina Otfila. And your heart starts with Bechachaya Omer.
Bechachaya Omer.
And the people repeat it. Ano Hashem, Ano Hashem, Chatati, Chatati, etc. Okay, we don't want to go about that. Everybody knows that. Let's go a little bit down the page, and you have the Kohanim where it says yeah. Maestoso. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, now, what's the difference between the version that we sing here? When you have the organ, then the organ plays all the things that you are supposed to
yes.
sing.
Yes, that's right.
But when you don't have the organ, it's ridiculous to sing only the parts. You also say, da 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 da. What's that? makes no sense. This is the right version. And this is actually the basis for the piece with the organ. So, can we try to sing it? To have an organ to accompany you and to relieve you from some of the embellishments, then it's fine and good. If not, tough luck. You need to do the entire.
But we have a simpler version. We sing. So if that's.
What do you mean simpler version?
Well, with not all those.
Yeah, she sang it last year.
Well, it's the same melody line, but it's not with all the
all the arrangements.
So how do you do that one? Do sing it?
So where to start?
See, what you did is you just compressed all the thing with the organ.
Yeah.
Into a unit, but it's not a it's not coherent melodically, because there's nothing that leads from one to another. You go ta da 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 da, and it's not really a coherent melody. That's the problem.
So now you know.
So coherent.
Yeah.
And
isn't
the
missing part
the thing that you recognize? It's not that I wrote it. I mean, someone did that.
That is and Annette mentioned that to me. This is one of really the Messinite tunes, and here you can do nothing about it. I mean. There is an Eastern European version of it, also Messinite. This you don't want to do. So if you don't want to get that punishment, then you do this one. No way out of this.
Does Gilad sing this, what Eli just did?
I recorded it.
We have the organ and the choir. And the choir. You also like a guy.
So you have, this is your first moment in the year.
Ah,
yes.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, really. And I could never imagine how could you do the Frakoni with the whole Abu Dhabi. Yes. Without my life. Here is the answer. The chazan does it himself.
Herself.
It sounds almost as good as with the organ.
No way.
Let's put it this way. To put it historically, in the right historical perspective, in the beginning, there was this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So
don't be so old already.
Right. Now.
Not my historical beliefs.
Yeah. Right. So this was the thing. Now, one of the things that the decorum in the Reformation did was to try to do away with too many embellishments by the Chazan. And if you compare, for instance, the Kol Nidre by Lewandowski and Cornidre in other arrangements, in any other arrangement but Lewandowski, you'll see that Lewandowski has minimal embellishments where others have more embellishments for the Cornidre. And so what Lewandowski did and others did as well is to make the embellishment kosher by giving it to the organist. So this way, the Chazan didn't do but he pronounced words, and this way it became kosher. But we have to do the melody. There's no way out of it. So now, here's the problem which we also have, and we discussed it, David and myself yesterday, about the continuation of that. You do not have the continuation of the music for the Afu Ayamit Kaven. Lewandowski never had it, and therefore there was no continuation of the music in any other place, and therefore the entire passage of the Afu Ayamit Kaven in new congregations and many other congregations was simply omitted just because there was no music for it. But if you do that, if you omit the Afu Ayamit Kaven, then you miss the entire point. You miss the entire point of this whole business. What is the point there? The והכהנים והעם העומדים בעזרה. Let's put it a minute before. The high priest confesses his sins. Later on he confesses the sins of the whole nation. He confesses his sins and he says, O God, forgive us our sins, as it is said in the Torah of your servant Moshe, which you, from your mouth, that means which you dictated. And now is a quotation of the verse from Leviticus, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper alechem v'taher etchem mikol chatotechem lifnei Adonai titharu. For on this day it will be atoned unto you to cleanse you, to purify you from all your sins before God, you will be purified. Now, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, when he says that, he omits the last word. He says, Lifnei Adonai. He doesn't say, Titharu. And when so this is a reenactment of what was in the temple at that particular moment. At that particular moment, when he says Adonai, and he pronounces God's name in the four letters of God's name, as it was known at that time, and now forgotten, then the priests and the people who were at the Azara, at the place where people could gather, when they would hear that name, that awesome name, they would bow down, fall, and prostrate themselves, etc. And they would say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Now, the word Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed, that pronouncement was the Amen that was said in the temple. In the temple, they did not respond Amen to hearing God's name. They would say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. So this is. And now comes the next paragraph, which says, "Ve'afhu hayam itkaven ligmor et Hashem keneged ha'merachim." When he pronounced God's name, it was a long pronunciation. He chanted it out very, very long. And he turned around when he was almost finished with pronouncing God's name. He was at that time he was facing the ark, the holy ark, and then he turned around to the people and said to them, Titharu, be cleansed, be purified. And that is missed here if you don't do the entire thing. So the melody goes on. Ve'afu hayam mitkaven ligmor et Hashem keneged ha'mevarechim ve'omer lahem Titharu. So we need a continuation of this Ve'akohanim. And I didn't realize that there was no continuation in the recordings. So I will have to supply that one too. Now we are almost finished. We need only to go through the Kaddish of the morning Kaddish. By popular request, we needed... When we discussed things last time, there was a confusion about which Kaddish do you chant in the morning of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur before Baruch Hu. And I brought you a very good version of the Western style Baruch Hu. Where is that? Kaddish and Baruch Hu. And that is... you see, it looks like it's Hamelech, Shochein Ad.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have Baruch Ata Adonai El Melech Gadol Batishbachot on the next page. And then after that, you have the Chatzi Kaddish.
And that's for the morning
of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, this is an excellent version that comes actually from Mannheim. The accompaniment Samuel Adler is a modern composer, a little bit of avant-garde, and the accompaniment is also a bit of an avant-garde accompaniment. So I warn you about that. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. But it's a bit avant-garde. What you need to do is to sing it. The Armenian. Goes in the same style. Congregation, and then Chazan repeats with a variation. Okay, so that's the melody for the Kaddish before. Now we are now, as we said before, David. How should I say, initiated a repertoire, a catalogue of Kaddishim, or how do you say it, an archives of Kaddishim, and I've recorded many Kaddishim, and some are there even before these recordings. So I hope that you will you will hear them, and it will create, in other words, it will put some order in the Kaddishim business, and it'll be less confusing. That, by the way, today, who did the Kaddish for before Baruch Hu? Today, this morning.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't
No, it was me.
We used to. Okay. Oh, so yeah. You did the alto version, which I recorded also.
Mm-hmm.
The alto version is very nice, and it's excellent for the before the Baruch Hu. But the Yesh Meirabah there has a different melody. Okay, and the melody goes. Yeah.
If the congregation
doesn't do it,
they will learn. They will learn. If you insist on it, they will learn. They'll be confused the first time, the second time, but the third time they will learn. Don't worry. So, but it's a very good Kaddish before Baruch Hu on Shabbat morning, and to distinguish it from any other Kaddish, and don't do it Gadar, it Gadash on Shalom. By the way, yesterday I didn't hear that it Gadar, it Gadash before the Amidah, instead of before the Amidah. The Yir Galar Vid Kadash Shemei Rava. That's for the Kaddish Shalem. That's for the Kaddish after the Yamidah. Yeah. But before the Yamidah on Friday night is Yir Galar Vid Kadash Shemei Rava. Okay. So that's the right Kaddish before.